Magna Metro Township Planning Commission meeting Thursday, January 14th, 2021. The time is 6:36 p.m. Take it away, Chair.
All right. A copy of today's agenda and sign-in sheet are located in the stand. Planning Commission is a voluntary citizen board. The commission's function is to hear and decide applications for conditional uses and preliminary subdivision plats and to make recommendations to the Metro Township Council for zoning changes or changes to ordinances or general plans. The agenda is divided into two main categories, business items and public hearing items. At this time, we will begin the business items portion of the agenda. Members of the public may attend, but will not participate unless invited to do so by the chair or supporting staff. During this time, the commission may discuss and render decisions on policy issues and administrative matters that do not require public input. Special presentations, reports, and updates from supporting staff that do not require a decision at a public hearing may also be made. There will be no discussion of an application, request, or approval scheduled for the public hearing item portion of the meeting. Today's recording is, meeting is recorded, so please speak up and state your name and address prior to making your comments. Please note that comments from the audience are only appropriate when presented at the podium. Alrighty. Our first item of business today.
Commissioner Cripps, would you mind reading the electronic meeting statement?
I had to go buy a new printer today.
Sorry. Thank you.
Today has been one of my electronic interesting days. Magna Metro Township Planning Commission is scheduled to hold a business meeting on January 14th, 2020, beginning at 6 p.m. Immediately following the business meeting, the commission will hold a public meeting. Oh, wait, what is this? Oh, this is it. Pursuant to Utah Code annotated 52-4-207-4 parentheses, I, Dan Cripps, have determined that in my capacity as chair of the Magna Metro Township Planning Commission to hold the business meeting and public meeting without another anchored location due to COVID-19, which presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location. Dated today, January 14th, 2021. How's that? That work?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, excellent. Okay, our first order of business is to elect a new chair and a vice chair for the 2021 session. At this time, I am willing to hear nominations. I would like the commission to know that I'm interested in retaining the chairmanship, but I will yield to if there's another member of the commission that would like to take over those duties. At this time, I will entertain motions from the chair or nominations from the commission. Don't everybody speak up at once.
This is Commissioner Lockwood. I'll nominate Commissioner Dan Cripps to remain in position as commissioner of the Metro Township Planning Commission.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Oh, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any other nominations at this time? Hearing none, we'll have a vote of acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Oh, I'm sure I put aye.
Aaron, aye.
Todd?
Hello?
Todd, hi.
Oh, there you are. Okay. At this time, thank you. I appreciate your vote of confidence. At this time, if we could have nominations are now open for vice chair.
Well, also, you bought a print. Sorry.
We also have nominations for vice chair. The floor is now open for those nominations.
If you guys don't mind, I don't mind being vice chair.
I'll nominate Commissioner Aaron Waite as the assistant or commissioner.
Co-chair.
Vice chair. Thank you.
Vice chair.
So yeah, so moved.
I'll second that.
We have a nomination for vice chair, and we have a second. Do we have any other nominations from the commission? Hearing none, we'll go to the vote. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Ammon, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Is that all of us, four of us? Excellent. Nomination carries. Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, we also need to approve the meeting minutes for December 10th. Have you had an opportunity to review that and make any recommendations for changes or approval?
Yeah, I move. Yeah, go ahead.
I move to approve the December 10th, 2020 Planning Commission minutes.
No second that.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Ammon, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Motion carries. We also have this discussion only. Is Byron on? And Johnny Bay is.
Yes, Chair Cripps, this is Jim McNulty with MSD, and we have Jay Springer, MSD Legal Counsel, and Brian Prince with Ivory Homes. There was some discussion prior to you coming on about if this needed to be put at the end of the agenda. We believe we can give you a quick update in 5 or 10 minutes as per our council discussion on Tuesday night. I know that Ammon needs to be done by a certain time, and we have quite a few items on the agenda this evening. So how would you like to proceed? We can be brief here, or we can do it at the end.
Why don't we do this at the end? I apologize to Bryce, but let's do that at the end because it is a discussion item only and does not require a vote or public item.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We should be able to get to it around 8 o'clock, I think, you know, just estimating, but we have 5 regular items on the agenda, so let's proceed.
All right. Any other items of business that need to come before the commission at this time?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Any other items of business, Commissioner? I'll entertain a motion to close the business meeting and open the public. Oh, wait. Land use applications. Are those business, or do we have to open the public hearing for these applications?
We have to open the public hearing.
That's what I thought. Why do they have public
hearing? Close the business meeting and open public hearing for land use applications.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Ammon, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Excellent. Public hearing is now open. As stated earlier, the Planning Commission is a voluntary citizen board. Commission functions is to hear and decide applications for conditional use. and preliminary subdivision plats and to make recommendations to the Metro Township Council for zoning changes or changes to ordinances or general plans. This portion of today's meeting is dedicated to public hearing items. These items are ones for which public comment is taken, so the Planning Commission can be made aware of all of the issues of concern with regards to a request. Decisions may be made on any item listed on the agenda. A decision or recommendation will be rendered by the Planning Commission for these items, which may include approval, approval with conditions, denial, or continuation of the item to a future meeting. Commission decisions are based on information from field observations, recommendations from planning staff and other agencies concerning compliance with the general plan and the relevant ordinances, the community council recommendations as a representation of community concerns, and information presented at the public meeting, including presentations by the applicants and testimony from the public.